Billy Crash Craddock and rub it in there. Yes, indeed. WRCO-FM in Richland Center. It is 7 o'clock. And this news update from ABC is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. And Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. Your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Donald Trump's first executive actions included sweeping pardons and commutations for all of the more than 1,500 people who were charged in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says this includes people who were convicted of assaulting police.
Among the pardoned, Julian Catter, sentenced for assaulting officers using chemical spray on Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. Sicknick would die one day after the riot after suffering two strokes. His brother saying the pardons are a betrayal of decency, calling President Trump a poor excuse of a man.
Other executive orders withdraw the U.S. from the World Health Organization and claim to end birthright citizenship, despite that being recognized as a constitutionally guaranteed right. South Louisiana and Texas under blizzard warnings for the first time ever, about 80% of the country under cold weather warnings. And Ohio State won college football's national championship 34-23 over Notre Dame. This is ABC News. Two Americans freed by the Taliban in a prisoner exchange with the U.S., the family of Ryan Corbett, who was kidnapped 3 years ago, says he is one of the two. In the Midwest, some diehard fans of an Ohio bar and restaurant that's closing are left with a reminder that is going to last a lifetime.
In 2008, the Melt Bar and Grilled restaurant chain offered a lifetime 25% discount for anyone with a Melt Grilled Cheese tattoo. Sporting his tat at a sort of garage sale at the last location in Lakewood, Ohio, Jordan Barrett, perusing merchandise, artwork, and small wares.
A tattoo is one thing, but if you got something you can hang on the wall and remember all the good times, that's what I want.
Beer glasses to decades-old Cleveland baseball memorabilia and more. Sales resume Saturday and Sunday. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
President Trump bringing back a unique fixture to the Oval Office, the Diet Coke button. It summons a valet with a Diet Coke. It was spotted again on his desk. I'm Brian Clark.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street. Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. 5 minutes after 7, 19 below zero at WRCO Studios.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
The extreme cold warning remains in effect until noon today for wind chills as low as 35 degrees below zero or a bit colder, as we've seen this morning. Daytime highs around negative one. For tonight, rising temperatures to the single digits. And for tomorrow, a bit warmer, 23 with light snow or flurries, minor amounts. Thursday, partly cloudy and cool, a high of 18. And Friday, partly cloudy and quiet, and a high of 21. This morning, the midnight reading was negative 12. We're down to the overnight low, 19 below zero. Winds between 7 and 9 miles per hour, making that wind chill around 35 to 37 below zero today.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
School is closed in the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, Kickapoo, Riverdale, Ithaca, River Valley, Boscobel, North Crawford, Lafarge, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Waseca, Steuben, Pleasant Ridge, Waldorf, and Weston. Most of the schools that call us are not having school today, and we have learned that VARC routes are running 2 hours late. That's in the city and also in the rural areas today. So those are some of the latest we have in terms of travel plans and schedules for today.
Can't hold. Laney Wilson on WRCO Radio. Well, hopefully you're getting along today and getting where you need to be. Looks like Hank Bray will join us in a few minutes today. I think the battery must have been enough for his Mini Cooper. I think it takes double A's, doesn't it? Yes, I think so. But anyway, he made it. Some things on today. It's International Play Date Day. It's a good day. You know, there's no school just to have a play date, right? It's International Sweatpants Day. Oh, I didn't get the memo on that. It's National Granola Bar Day. Also, New England Clam Chowder One-Liners Day. Well, that's also known as Bill Twining Day. It's Squirrel Appreciation Day. It's Rid the World of Fad, Diet, and Gimmicks Day. And it's National Hugging Day today. We could all use a good hug there, yes. Especially somebody that's wearing a big old parka. Just cuddle up today. Brooks and Dunn.
Out in the country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the counter line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boot scoot boogie. I got a good job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the boot scoot boogie. Yeah, here you go, do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go boot scoot. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, boot scoot.
See the loneliness, I mean. I can follow the evening star. Ever known a sunset when the sky's on fire? How you end another day, boy? You'll be searching too far. Like the desert I rode on, any memory is lost in the restless wind. I just lie beneath the evening star. Evening star, shine a little heaven on a stranger with no dream. Where you are, you can see the loneliness I mean. And if I gotta fight, I can never play somebody else's game. I can follow the evening star. Sight for sore eyes. If you wanna see the wonders of the age, making love beneath the evening star. Evening star, shine a little heaven on a stranger with no dream. Where you are, you can see the loneliness I mean.
Rogers on WRCO, WRCE Radio. Again, the latest weather-related announcement we have. Vark routes are running 2 hours late today.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Big Shooter, what's
going
on? Good
morning, Philip.
Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a couple hours since I've saw you.
Something like that.
Yeah, I had a good time last night in Wanniwoke.
Hats off to all the folks in Wanniwoke Center. They always treat us well up
there.
They
do. They're awesome. So even the Riverdale people talked to me.
Yeah, they did.
That's
absolutely
the first time in a long time.
Well, I think they were so relieved when they walked in and realized you weren't reffing. doing radio, though.
Well, thanks for beating to the punchline.
Yeah, they were doing the river dance, like, woo.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to worry about him today. Yeah, so good people. Though.
What do you do?
Good people. So
no respect at all.
None. Never will.
Nope.
Anyway, what did you? You beat me home last night, though. That's the first.
Yeah, a little bit. I did.
First time in a while.
Yeah. Well, I did last. When was it? Last Thursday night, too.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah. The JV game ended early, and not a lot of fouls in the varsity, and I was home.
Your home world by
before
night,
you. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That night.
Right, anyway.
Yeah, that's a rarity.
So what are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, everything's pretty well canceled.
Yeah. Do you want to go do something like pick up a dart game or something?
Maybe? Dart game.
Yeah.
I could. Yeah. I mean,
we could go announce that or something.
We could broadcast just about anything. So maybe.
Well,
we'll have to work on that. You'll have to go sell that today then.
I'm on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on it.
Sure.
Yeah. A dollar a dart.
Or ping pong.
Ping pong. Yeah, love ping pong.
Me being a former pro ping pong player.
Really?
Well, you know, never got out of the Aubrey Corners area, but I was.
But you were a champion.
I could win there, absolutely.
So could you play on other people's courts? That's the question.
Sometimes. But see, when I started, we just had a net and two paddles that you put on the dining room table.
Yes. Okay.
Which was only about 7 feet.
Right.
You know, and a ping pong table, I believe, is like 12 total. So, you know, you really had to get good at just lobbing it over the net. And then when
I'm sending it home.
Right. When I got a real table, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is space.
Woo! So,
but I perfected the little tink off the edge of the table.
Really?
Yeah. Ask Brian Elvin about that sometime. He didn't like it when I would go tink, you know. He'd let it go thinking it was off the table.
Right.
And tink, Nick.
Yeah,
those are the best shots.
Could you do that sound again?
Tink,
tink, tink. That, wow.
What do you do, Hank?
Keep that in for a trivia-thon right there. What is Phil's ping pong ball sound?
Yeah. Tink, tink. Yep, exactly.
Tink.
Right off the edge of the table.
Right off the edge of the table.
No return of that, baby.
None.
Mm-mm.
My father was pretty good at ping pong, too.
Those are good, yeah. There was that news story yesterday about the world record for the two guys that played, and it was like a couple of days, but it was a ping pong rally, which meant that, you know, the ball couldn't drop. They had to just continually hit it and hit it and hit it and just lob it back and forth. Well, that takes some skill, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And then in the meantime, they had to eat, you know, things like eat and drink water while you're playing, you know, trying to keep. And they did it. They set the world record.
How long? How many days?
I'll have to go back and look. I want to say it was 37 hours, maybe. So that would be a day plus. But
I mean, they have a catheter in?
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, I'm just going to say what people are thinking.
I said they did other things while they were hitting the ball back and forth. So what do you
know? Turn the TV cameras off here. It's my time here. Over here.
Wow, that would take some talent. Really would.
Again, good for them.
Yeah. So what's the Quizzy Poo on today?
Today it is on January.
January. All the other kids got school off today. I got to take a test.
Do you want to take the day off?
No, I don't think so. Then
you can
just
go outside and play for what?
Yeah, right.
Adam Heskold, you know, the guy from Willow Valley.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, do you know how cold it is? You know it's cold when you step outside and it's cold.
Boy, that's pretty deep.
You know what?
Really deep.
For Adam, if he just calls us in the morning, it's pretty deep.
Yeah, he's awake.
Well, because he doesn't have school today.
No, he's slacking off, too. So
well, it must be nice.
He's probably in his Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle PJs and watching TV or something, I would imagine.
Well, I hope he has jammies on.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Number one, buddy, what is the birthstone for January, Philip? Is it A, Sapphire, B, Ruby, or C, Garnet?
I don't have any loved ones who have a birthday in that month. I've never bought anything for anybody in January, so I'm really going to have to take a stab at this one.
Okay. Which flower is considered the birth flower of January? Is it a rose, a carnation, or daisy? Is it a rose, a carnation, or daisy?
All right.
Number three, which U.S. national park was established on January 26th of 1915? Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, Rocky Mountain, or Glacier National Park?
All right.
Number four, which sporting event is typically held in Melbourne, Australia in January? Is it the Cricket World Cup, the Australian Open, the Tour de France, or the Tour de France?
I know that one.
Do you know that one?
Yeah, I just read about it over the weekend.
So I have another question. I can sub for that one if you want.
No, that's all right.
Which zodiac signs are associated with January? Is it Capricorn and Aquarius, Strategist and Capricorn, or Aquarius and Pisces? Tough questions today, Philip, on January.
Boy, these other kids are home sleeping and playing video games, and I got to take a test.
Which historical event happened on January 1st of 1863 in the United States? Is it the end of World War I, the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation, the start of American Civil War, or the signing of the Declaration of Independence?
I signed that.
You did.
Mm-hmm. On our bulletin board at school.
Yeah, good job, Phil.
Thanks.
Number seven, is that right?
Yep.
What is the name of the festival celebrated by the Orthodox Christians on January 7th? Is it A, Christmas, B, Easter, or C, Ascension Day? Is it A, Christmas, B, Easter. Or C, Ascension Day.
Okay.
Or we can go, you can D and put Hank's birthday.
All right.
Number eight, Blue Monday, considered the most depressing day of the year, is usually in January. True or false? Have yourself a blue. That's Christmas, isn't it?
Fats Domino song. Blue Monday, I hate Blue Monday.
January is National Soup Month in the United States. True or false? You like soup.
I do.
Number 10. January 1st marks the beginning of the Lunar New Year. True or false?
Okay.
Number 11. January is known as Dry January, a campaign encouraging people to abstain from alcohol for the month. All right, that's it. Number one, buddy. What is the birthstone for January, Philip? Is it sapphire, ruby, or garnet?
Ruby.
Oh, Philip, it's a garnet.
Oh!
Number two, which flower is considered the birth flower of January? Is it rose, carnation, or a daisy?
Carnation.
It is.
Yep. Woo!
Number three, which U.S. national park was established on January 26th of 1915? Is it A, Yellowstone, B, Grand Canyon, C, Rocky Mountain, or B, National Glacier Park?
Rocky Mountain.
It is Rocky Mountain National Park. You ever been there?
No, I have not.
Really, really neat park.
Yeah. Yep. Haven't gone west a little bit. I've flown over, but never really stopped.
Number four, which sporting event is typically held in Melbourne, Australia in January, Philip?
That would be the Australian Open.
It is. It is the Australian Open.
At the Rod Laver Auditorium, not auditorium, must be a stadium.
But he's okay.
Australian, famous Australian tennis player from back in the day.
Really? So,
yep.
Let's see here. Number five, which zodiac signs are associated with January? Is it Capricorn and Aquarius? What are you at? What's your answer?
Capricorn and Aquarius. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
All right. Number six, what historical event happened on January 1st of 1863 in the United States? Is it the end of World War I, the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation? Go ahead and laugh. The start of American Civil War or the signing of the Declaration of Independence?
B, the second.
Thank you. Thank you. Number seven.
Seven.
What is the name of the festival celebrated by the Orthodox Christians on January 7th? Is it A, Christmas, B, Easter, C, Ascension Day, or D, Hank's birthday?
I had to go with Christmas.
It is Christmas, yep.
That was the closest one anyway.
Yep. Orthodox Christians is the key word to that one.
Yep. All right.
And a lot of people actually leave their lights up through January 7th.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
We did.
Yep. Are they still up?
No. June made me take them down.
Did she really?
It's a sad, sad time. Yep. It's kind of the end of the fun. And then what do you have to look forward to? Valentine's Day. And it's all about her. You know?
What's wrong with that? It should be about her every day, Phil.
Nothing. It is. It is.
Is it, though?
But when is it poor old Phil Day? Father's Day. That's about it.
If she allows it.
Right. Yep.
Number eight, true, false. Blue Monday, considered the most depressing day of the year, is usually in January, Phil.
That's true.
It is true.
And I know that because I read it yesterday. It was a day.
What is wrong?
Yesterday was Blue Monday.
You need to let me know what you're reading. Where I don't know. Number nine, January is National Soup Month in the United States.
That's true.
It is true.
Woo-hoo!
What's going on Saturday night, Phil?
There is soup at Quail Run, I think, this weekend.
You said there were seven soups?
Seven different soups.
Oh, wow.
They all sound really good. Yes.
So, yeah.
You have your choice of three of them.
Just not all seven?
Well, I suppose you can. You got to pay for it, though. You got to pay the deal.
Like a tester.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
See what you can do.
January 1st marks the beginning of the Lunar New Year. True, false?
I think that's false.
It is false. The Lunar New Year typically falls in late January or February.
Okay.
Number 11, January is known for Dry January, a campaign encouraging people to abstain from alcohol for the month.
That is true.
It is true, Philip.
And it's tough for some when they have holiday parties after the Christmas.
Yeah, don't forget football.
Well, yeah, football too. So it's a tough month for some.
What'd you get, buddy?
I have no ski month.
Do you?
Yeah, no ski. I only got one wrong, I think.
Number one, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah.
Ruby.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You know,
I've had a lot of ones.
Yes, you have.
Wrong here lately.
And usually that top one or two, I usually try to throw the curveball.
Yeah, curveball right away. Yeah, I had no idea on what.
And I even gave you some hints yesterday on the way to Waniwa.
Yeah, he asked me if I knew, and I said, I don't know. And I said.
You didn't even think about it after that, did you?
I was thinking it was. I'm trying to think what I thought it was. Diamond or something, maybe. I can't remember.
Well, I asked you about the flower.
Oh, you asked me. I thought it was the, the
you
flower.
Thought it was
I thought it was chrysanthemum.
Yeah, chrysanthemum. That's what you said. Yeah.
That wasn't one of the choices, I see.
No, I should have put it on there. You would have said it.
I would have. Yep.
Then I could have got two wrong on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Buddy,
not
I'm
a fridge
running a little late, buddy. But anyway, I hope you have a great day. And everybody be kind and stay warm.
That's the legendary Hank Bray, pride of Pea Ridge.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Hello, This is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
This day in 1915, the first Kiwanis Club dedicated to community service was founded in Detroit. So happy birthday to all the Kiwanians. And 1915, this day in history, that first was organized. 1977, on his first full day of office, President Carter pardoned almost all Vietnam War draft evaders. And it was this day, January 21st of 2020, the U.S. reported its first known case of the 2019 coronavirus in China, saying a Washington State resident had returned the previous week with hospitalization near Seattle because of the case. So how life has changed in 5 years. That was in 2020. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes to these fine folks today, to Grandpa Pete Durst from Piglet and Arnold, to Randy Wancurl from the Durst Cousins, to Will Durst from Uncle Nick and Aunt Leah, Connor and all the girls, to Will Durst from Papa Al and Grandma Carney. Have a great day today. To Uncle Pete from Al and Carmen, and to great-great-Uncle Pete from Will W.D. To Pete Durst from Barb and Robert today. Also to W.J. Durst as well from great-uncle Pete Durst. Have a great day to Pete. Have a wonderful day from Lori and the guys. Also to William from Lori and the guys. Have an awesome day, Pete. To my youngest older brother. This is from Butch and your favorite sister today, to William Jerry Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret as well on this special day for the Durst family. Have a great day today. Kurt Brockway from Paul and Lou, to Carla from Paul. Happy birthday to Logan Felton from Beulah Wesleyan Church, to Lisa Clary, Mary Stoll, and Joanne Kashatka from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Bloom City Town Crier salutes Lisa Clary, Dick Dahlberg, Logan Felton, Eric Hendricks, and Brian Jones. To Eric Hendricks from Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and greetings from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Brandon Bowen. From the Richland Center Lions Club today, we salute Jarrah Fetterman, also to Pete Durst, Bryn Butcher, Brian Jones, Lisa Clary, Dick Dahlberg, and Jamie Sander. Happy birthday to Judith Stark, who has a birthday this week, from sisters Eleanor and Kathy. Hope you had a great day. To Briggs Marshall, have a great day, from Mimi, Andy, Amber, Mason, and Papa Tom. Have an awesome birthday, Briggs. Happy birthday to Briggs Marshall from St. Mary's School. Also to Bryn Butcher from St. Mary's School. Hopefully all these students are enjoying their day off. Have a great day today, Lisa Clary from Twin Bluffs Fan Club and from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. To Antonio Tony Andrada from your wife, Peggy. And happy anniversary, Tom and Debbie Kelly from Sacred Heart Parish.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Happy birthday, Terry Cornell, from Jody, Heather, and the kids today. Party on, Terry. It's your birthday. News is coming up next.
Sugar Shack. Sugar Shack.
And there's a crazy little shack across the tracks. Everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. Well, it's just a little spot by the side of the road. My baby's waiting there, she's all alone. And that's the reason I've gotta get back to that Sugar Shack. Oh, baby, to that Sugar Shack. My sweet sugar baby's gonna meet me tonight. We're gonna make it, gonna live it up right. Well, we'll do a little dreaming, a lot of romance, a little sweet talking while we dance. Now you can understand why I've gotta get back to that Sugar Shack. Oh, baby, to that Sugar Shack. Sit around and dream about those old memories. Oh, but one of these days we're gonna make some tracks in the direction of that Sugar Shack. Just me and baby, we're gonna go back to that Sugar Shack. Oh, baby, to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to that Sugar Shack.
Bobby G. Rice going down to the Sugar Shack. Joanne says she's been there. Oh, boy, we'll have to ask her about that later. Sugar Shack's actually a coffee house, by the way, if you didn't know that. It's 19 below zero. We'll also check out some of the weather-related announcements coming up next.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Good morning. With clear skies, it's 19 degrees below zero at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. An extreme cold warning is in effect until noon today for wind chills as low as 35 degrees or a bit colder in areas. Plenty of sunshine, but frigid today, a high of 1 below, with west winds becoming southwesterly, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy with a 30% chance of light snow showers after midnight. Just a dusting expected, with lows rising to the high single digits. In Richland Center, it's 19 degrees below zero.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin remains locked in dangerous cold. Bitterly cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills will continue across Wisconsin the next couple of days. The National Weather Service on Monday issued an extreme cold warning for Tuesday between midnight and 9 a.m., except for counties in southeastern Wisconsin. Classes are canceled in school districts around the state due to the extreme cold. School closings in our area include Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle. All after-school activities are canceled. Kickapoo, Riverdale, Ithaca, where all after-school activities status will be announced at a later time. River Valley includes St. Luke and St. John, no after-school activities. Boscobel, no before or after-school activities. North Crawford, Lafarge, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Wauseka, Steuben, Pleasant Ridge, Waldorf, and Weston. Community announcements due to the cold include VARC routes will be running 2 hours late. Richland County meal sites will be closed. There will not be any senior dining or home-delivered meals. Grant County senior meal sites, home-delivered meals, and the ADRC bus will not be held. The Grace office will be closed. Those needing to talk to someone can call 608-604-8255. Bingo at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet that was supposed to be held at 5 is canceled. Muscadet Public Library is closed today. The Kickapoo Area Food Pantry distribution is postponed until Wednesday from 4 to 6 at the Viola Municipal Building. And Richland Center Church League volleyball games this week have been postponed. They will be made up on February 10th and 11th. Dress appropriately and exercise caution if you need to be outdoors, as frostbite and hypothermia are real risk in conditions like this. Sunday afternoon, a woman lost her life in a fatal crash. At approximately 3:50, the Sauk County Communications Center was notified of a single vehicle crash in the area of U.S. Highway 12 and Groth Road in the town of Sumter. Deputies, fire, and EMS responded to the scene. Upon arrival, a deputy located the vehicle and its two occupants off the roadway in a wooded area. The operator, a 39-year-old female from Dubuque, Iowa, was deceased, and a juvenile passenger was trapped inside with serious injuries. The passenger was freed from the vehicle and transported to UW Hospital via MedFlight. From roadway evidence and witness statements, it is believed that excessive speed was a contributing factor in the crash. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Sauk County Fire Department, Sauk Prairie Ambulance, and the Sauk County Coroner's Office. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan will be fighting for equal protections for LGBTQ Wisconsinites. Speaking Monday, the Madison Democrat says he's heard concerns from residents going into President Trump's second term. Pocan says the issue strikes close to home for him as a gay man and that Democrats will be fighting to protect Americans against bills that target gender equality. He also wants to oust sitting Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, a Trump appointee from his first term. Pocan says DeJoy has caused chaos at USPS and needs to go. The DeForest Village's Public Services Committee voted 5-2 in favor of removing the mineral last month of fluoride from its drinking water. Some members of the village board argue keeping fluoride in the drinking water isn't safe and say the village can save money by not having to replace aging equipment needed to add fluoride to water. Fluoride has been in drinking water across the country for more than 75 years and is shown to reduce both tooth decay, and its use is backed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. The Department of Natural Resources is asking you to consider a donation when filling out your tax forms. Natural Heritage Conservation Bureau Director Drew Fidkircher says it's a great way to help the rare plants, animals, and natural places in Wisconsin. Fidkircher says each dollar donated is matched by the DNR and used to apply for grants that require match funding. To make a donation, look for endangered resources in the donation section of your Wisconsin income tax form. A new IRS Direct File program is available to Wisconsin taxpayers. Direct File is a free IRS program that offers a safe and secure way for eligible Wisconsin taxpayers to file federal income tax returns electronically. Direct File integrates seamlessly with WisTax, DOR's free online tax preparation software for filing Wisconsin state taxes. Both platforms are fast, secure, easy to use, and mobile-friendly. Direct File automatically imports the verified information from your federal tax to WisTax, eliminating the need to complete W-2s, 1099s, and additional forms twice. Not only does this save time, it reduces the likelihood of errors, making it among the fastest refund options available. Direct File is available to many taxpayers, but it's important to check your eligibility and register first. Visit the IRS's Direct File page at irs.gov/filing/IRS-DirectFile for free for detailed information, including eligibility requirements, filing instructions, and helpful resources. Taxpayers can also learn more about WisTax by visiting DOR's website at revenue.wi.gov/pages/WisTax/home.aspx. The individual income tax filing season begins January 27th. Little Eagle Roundup in the Weston School District will be held Monday from 8 to 4. Little Eagle Roundup is a chance for Weston School District professionals to meet with and screen students who will be age 3 or 4 by August 31st. Educational professionals will speak to the students to identify the students' preparedness for school and identify possible areas of need. Based on the screening, parents and students will be given suggestions and tips on how to help their student be ready for school. Parents may call Tammy Reese at the high school office to set up an appointment for their child's screening at 608-983-2380, extension 210. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking you to help show veterans how much you appreciate their service and sacrifice by sending Valentine's Day cards to veterans living in WDVA facilities. The first year of this endeavor, WDVA received 24,000 Valentines, and last year that grew to 28,000. The Valentines are hand-delivered by staff, including Secretary Bond, to veterans, loved ones, and Gold Star families residing in veteran facilities. Please be sure to mail your cards no later than January 31st so they can be delivered in time to be distributed to all facilities on February 14th. Cards may be sent to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843 Madison, 53707-7843. Please do not include candy, food, or snacks with cards due to allergies or dietary restrictions.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feeds, Eat, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Tuesday, January 21st. Kenneth Thied Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died last Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow from 10 until the time of service at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment to the Brewers and Packers, the family requests you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. Memorials may be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Thied Sr., 100 of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet. Steve A. Aris, 75 of Boscobel, died Sunday. A private memorial service will be held Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Stephen A. Aris, 75 of Boscobel. Coletta Catherine Munns, 97 of Avoca Highland, died Friday at Crest Ridge Assisted Living in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held Friday at noon at Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church, Highland. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery, Highland, following the mass. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church or the Highland Fire Department, EMS. The McGuire Peterson Houck Funeral Home is assisting the family of Coletta Catherine Munns, 97 of Avoca, Highland. Mike Maley, 74 of Avoca, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Mike Maley, 74 of Avoca. Jacob Crook, 24 of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center, died yesterday as the result of an automobile accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacob Crook, 24 of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center. Robert F. Johnson, 70 of Sextonville, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock next Tuesday, January 28th, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Tuesday, January 28th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert F. Johnson, 70 of Sextonville. Bruce Tesmer, 73 of Richland Center, died Thursday at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held Wednesday, February 5th, from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bruce Tesmer, 73 of Richland Center.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philbacks and Richland Center. How's your credit? Whether it's perfect or not so great, the Philback family of dealerships will custom design the right financing package for your next vehicle purchase. We strive to work with each customer to ensure their satisfaction. You'll find competitive rates direct from the manufacturers and local Wisconsin banks with quick approvals. Have you been turned down before? We have programs to help you get into a car and rebuild your credit. Stop into the Philback family of dealerships for the customers first since 1948.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump plans to meet today with the leaders of the House and Senate as Republicans now have full control of two branches of government. But the president spent his inauguration day flexing the full power of the executive branch, as ABC's Mary Bruce explains.
Granting a blanket pardon to virtually everyone charged or convicted for the January 6th attack and moving quickly to undo the agenda of his predecessor as Trump promises to usher in a golden age for the country.
He signed executive orders that declare an emergency at the southern border, that end birthright citizenship, and also pull the U.S. out of the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Almost 2,000 flights have been canceled today. Winter weather and extreme cold affecting tens of millions. There's also a blizzard warning in effect for parts of the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coasts.